Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio. Last week we heard how Jesus, just before he returned to heaven, commanded his 11 disciples to go and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Quite a task for 11 men. But as a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so they, led by the Spirit, set out faithfully all over the known world to tell others the good news of Jesus Christ. When their mission first began, I bet they would have liked 1,000 tongues instead of their 11 to carry out this mammoth task. I think you may know now the first hymn from this introduction. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing, a beautiful hymn written by Charles Wesley. This week we go back in time and see how Jesus initially prepared his disciples for this important task of witnessing. Just as a teacher does a teaching practice before becoming qualified, so in today's reading, Jesus sends his disciples out to practice their skills as preachers, but also as healers, curing the sick, raising the dead, and healing lepers. Let's listen to Matthew 9:35, reading on to chapter 10, verse 23. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. Firstly, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment." Here's a well-known and much-loved hymn called "Tell Out My Soul," sung here by Evolcia Tulip.
Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord. Unnumbered blessings give my spirit voice tender to me. The promise of his word, in God my Savior shall my heart rejoice.
Disciples had the best teacher in Jesus, not only because of the amazing words he spoke, but also because of the deep love and compassion which accompanied his teaching. He was the true shepherd of his flock in all he said and did. His disciples simply followed on and learned from him. Professor Edward de Bono, well known for his lateral thinking, once likened this method of apprenticeship to the tail of a tadpole. The tadpole represents the teacher, and the tail represents the student. Wherever the tadpole goes, the tail always follows, until it's no longer needed. One day Jesus would no longer be with them, and then their education would be over. A man called Andrew Lang once said, "The main business of a Christian soul is to go through the world, turning its water into wine, just as Jesus did." In other words, do something beautiful for God. Would that everyone in our world, whether they're disciples of Jesus Christ or not, would do the same. Here's a hymn called "Water You Turned Into Wine," and it's sung here by Chris Tomlin.
Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no
story a while ago about a young monk who earnestly desired to learn the secret of how to reach others for Jesus in order to make disciples. So he decided to visit St. Francis to hear the great saint teach and preach in order to learn from his technique. When he arrived, he explained why he'd come, to which the saint replied, "Well, come into the marketplace with me today, and there you can see and hear for yourself." The young monk was delighted at this great opportunity to hear firsthand what the saint had to say to the people of the town. So he went with him and watched closely. Throughout the day he waited patiently while St. Francis talked business with the stallholders, and as he comforted a grieving widow, and as he gave food to beggars and played games with children. At the close of the day the young monk let his feelings be known. He was sorely disappointed, for the saint had offered no sermon, nor taught a single lesson. To which the saint replied, "Go and preach likewise, and use words only if you have to." "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You" is our next hymn, sung by Laura Barraclough and Luke McWatters.
Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey and companions on the road. We are here to help.
Well, some would say that the best way to share one's faith is just to live it out and hope that others will see Christ in us. But is that really all that's needed? And was St. Francis not chatting to the people in language they understood, quietly as he served them? Here's a beautiful prayer, great favourite of St. Teresa of Calcutta, written by Cardinal Newman. Dear Jesus, help me to spread your fragrance everywhere I go. Flood my soul with your spirit and life. Penetrate and possess my whole being so completely that all my life may only be a radiance of yours. Shine through me and be so in me that everyone with whom I come into contact may feel your presence within me. Let them look up and see no longer me, but only Jesus. Amen. Graeme Kendrick echoes these sentiments here in his song, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Love was certainly in action and was quite evident in the early church, as we've heard in our Bible reading today, where disciples through signs, wonders, care and compassion won over many hearts to faith in Jesus. But this young, eager monk who followed St. Francis does have a point to make here to those who believe in action alone. Jesus commanded his disciples to make disciples, and how could this be done fully if it was all action and no words at all? St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, chapter 10, says, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?" We're not all called to be evangelists, nor are we called to preach to the multitudes like those early disciples, but surely we should have an answer ready for the faith that is in us. If our walk with God is a close one, then our actions along with our words will surely overflow. Here's a William Cowper hymn next called "Oh for a Closer Walk with God," and it's sung to us by Margaret Becker.
Oh for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light that shines upon leading to the land. Come.
ουραχάνικ με μαγεία. Καβλ μοάν μεριακούρ πια εν μαγεία.
You know, it's not an easy thing to do, to share one's faith with people in today's world, where many are switched off by religion and see it as the cause of all the world's ills. But are these ills not man-made rather than God-directed? And many reject the message because of long-winded words and clichés some believers use, when in reality the Bible itself is the most beautiful book to read. Someone once said, "It's not that it's been read by many and found wanting. It's because many people haven't actually read it at all." Some people reject the message because of the hypocrisy they see acted out in those who say they believe. So we need to ask ourselves if our words and actions measure up. We also should have an answer for the faith we own and know it well enough to give answers should questions arise. We fail in many ways as disciples, but the one thing critics cannot fault is the person the Christian message is all about. For Jesus was perfect in every way. Sharing faith, then, is about a balance of word and action. Together, they are beautiful. I wonder if you've seen a recent advert which shows a large orchestra setting off to play music out at sea, with every musician balanced together on a large raft. Two microphones go deep into the ocean to broadcast their sound and send it far and wide. They play music which sounds very much like the whale cry, and soon, up from the depths, the whales take notice and they rise up and dance on the surface of the water. Here, then, is what it takes: a willingness to go, a willingness to serve, and the joy of expressing the music we feel for God deep within. And are we not all drawn like a magnet to what is genuine and good and true? And so we pray, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you." I leave you today with Allard Jones singing this version of this beautiful prayer by St. Francis. "Make me a channel of your peace." Bye for now.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, Master, grant that I may never speak so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace, where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring your light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul.